Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanair Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
I'm sorry. too nice. If you are into jazz, you should look out for Kekwalum. Help Mary, thank you so much for a beautiful ministration. It is time for the word. I think today I was reading the Art of Shepherding book, I think chapter 4. And prophet talks about why sheep need guidance. And he makes a very cardinal point by saying that we need guidance because when we are left alone, we go astray. And today I'm happy to tell you that we have a very, 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 very powerful man of God in our midst. He's our father, he's our prophet, he's our bishop. And today we have the honor of his presence in our midst. Amen. This is not something we can trade with anything. I don't know how any shepherd will not be in this house at this time. You know, and I'm grateful that I have the singular honor again to introduce him to us. And without much ado, help me welcome our father, our bishop, Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo.
Function. actions and activities, all of which will lead to fruitfulness. I'm very, very happy I have been preaching about exploits. I've been teaching from Attempt Great Things for God. And we've been talking about attempt great exploits. From Daniel 11:32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. Whenever I read this, it's difficult to go on. It's very difficult for me. It's one of the big hurdles I'm unable to jump, because it's a very frightening piece of a verse, that those who do wickedly against the covenant will be corrupted. And you wonder who is doing the corruption. God himself will supervise your corruption. We are in a covenant with God. You see, don't take your sitting here for granted. To varying degrees, we have escaped from Satan's plans. He steals, he destroys people, and he kills. And when Adam and Eve bit the fruit in the Garden of Eden in disobedience to God, they transferred the rights to Satan. They handed over. Whenever you disobey God, whenever you sin, every sin you commit hands over a territory of your life to the devil. Every lie you tell, every wickedness, every betting you bet, any fornication you fornicate, you sit down to watch pornography, every 10 minutes of pornography hands over 1 meter square of your space to the devil. I'm not joking. So can't you see that these things even weaken your ability to fight the devil? Till a time comes, they take over your life. When we start drinking, 1, 2, 3, we are in control. We like the alcohol, but we can't stop. I was a heavy drinker. Drink, you stop. You can't stop. But every thought, every glass you drink, makes it increasingly more difficult for you not to drink again. Till the time comes, you need to drink to be normal. Now you have handed over your life. It's the same as kissing that girl. Yeah. The same as kissing that girl. The same as fondling that girl. The same as that sexual encounter. One One, you can stop. One, I'm sorry we did that. I won't do. That's why, listen to my message I preached on Sunday on repentance. It's one of the most important messages you will ever hear. But a time comes, we continue. We can't even stop. There's a word. See, once again, see, I'm failing. I'm not able to resist the temptation. This verse. There's a word called tolerance in science or medicine. Tolerance is the need for increasing amounts of the same substance to have a similar effect. So you drink one tot and you get drunk. A time comes when you drink one tot, you don't get drunk. You need two tots. So, am I teaching somebody out there? These are our students. Till a time comes, you must drink a full glass of alcohol before you can get tipsy. It's called tolerance. Increasing amounts to have the same effect. It's taking God a lot for you to be sitting in church. It's taking God a lot. He's done his part. And he requires you to also do your part. That's why we see the English word covenant. That as he has done his part, you are fooling with your part. You are playing games. He saved you. He killed his son for you to have power over Satan. Anointed a pastor to start a church. Gave you shepherds. Helped you. Prevented that guy from sleeping with you. Then you've come to sit in the church, and your part, your contribution to provide music in the church, or build a bus center, or come and preach at a Stir It Up diocesan service. You say it's your day off, so you are resting at home. It's wickedness. Whenever God sees that you are wicked, that he saved you, that's what the song said, Jesus loves me, and that's the reason why I also love him. So love for love, sacrifice for sacrifice. He has sacrificed his son, but you don't want to sacrifice anything. That he sees that you are a wicked person. So what does he do? Read the story of Ahab. He sends liars to lie to you. They whisper lies. You are beautiful. You don't deserve this, foolish boy. Give yourself to that other guy. Then you begin to have convictions that are strong. Anybody looking at you knows that you are deceived. Only you feel that you are doing the right thing. You have been corrupted by flatteries. And it's God. He corrupts you. He makes you believe lies. God himself. Read your Bible carefully. He corrupts you. By flatteries. Oh, sleep with her, nothing will happen. Then you see that her, suddenly she sends a text that she's pregnant. Then because you have now become wicked, you see, do wickedly, you give her money to abort, and then she chops the money and doesn't do the abortion. After 6 months, her stomach is there. Hey, you know, what is this? It's that thing we did. Yeah, you are 21 years, you have a child. Your life has moneyed to the left. Flatteries, you are being corrupted. It changes, you can't go to school. You can't concentrate. Before you know it, you are a lotto agent. When you should have been in law school or doing accounting. You are corrupted by flatteries. Flatteries are real. Lies. I'm going to tell you tonight, I've got a few announcements to make. But don't think that we are sitting here like you are doing God a favor. You are I am fulfilling my part of the covenant. That's why I'm here. I don't need to be here. Once a while, once a year, twice a year, I come to Caris Das. I don't need to be here with you all the time. But I see something spoiling. And I feel, you see, any problem you notice, is the evidence of your assignment in life. When you notice something wrong, it means that that's your assignment. Tonight, I want to ask you not to do wickedly against the covenant God has entered with you. Yeah. He has done something for you. That song, I love that man of Galilee. He has done so very much for me. Nobody in Christ can say that he or she doesn't have a responsibility. There are things to do. I was sitting in the Methodist church on Saturday. And as I was giving my offering, I said, this is how the church has been built. People giving. From the days of the temple in Israel, Solomon's time, you cannot build God's temple without people giving. They gave silver for the things of silver. Anything that needed gold, somebody brought gold. Anything that needed brass, somebody brought brass. It cannot be. The temple of God is not built with government money. And so is the spiritual temple. To build the spiritual, I have been talking about the physical temple, the gold, the silver, the wood. Read your Bible. In fact, there was a time the people gave so much that they stopped them from giving. Don't bring money anymore. I wish I would get to that place. I'll see that in my life. People give so much that we have to stop them. But the spiritual temple is you and I. We are the living stones. And we can't build a spiritual temple without people giving. They came to give. They are wearing their wine tops and white bottoms to come and give. They were in school today. They were at work today. They were doing things, but they have morphed into singers. Where is your contribution? You see, you are doing wickedly against the covenant. God has done his part. He has saved you and delivered you from evil. When it is your turn to do something, you are giving excuses. You are doing wickedly against the covenant. And because of that, he will corrupt you with flatteries, deception. Concentrate, help the pastor to build the church. You won't help. Because suddenly you feel that, no, I don't like my husband. I like my boss. Because he treats you nicely. When you serve him tea, he gives you half the cup. Two biscuits, he gives you one. So you begin to think that he's nicer than your husband. Then after 3 months, you remove your wedding ring. So why? It's tight. It's tight. You are being corrupted. Then the boss begins to sleep with you. Before we know, you are pregnant with him. And your husband separates himself from you. After 6 months, you move in with your boss, not knowing that he has got 3 other girls. You know, he's so rich. He's so rich. He's got 3 different apartments in Accra. You're not the first. And you won't be the last. Those that do wickedly against the covenant, shall he corrupt and flatteries. Do it. Nothing will happen to you. Watch it. Nothing will happen to you. You become bold and fearless because deception has entered you. There's nobody who becomes deceived who doesn't become bold. The first person was Lucifer. He was so bold, he told God, I'm coming to get you. He said, I will ascend. I will sit. Bold speakings. Bold declarations. I'm coming for you. Within a few, whatever, he was being cast down like lightning. Jesus said it in Luke 10. He said, I see Satan. I saw Satan fall like lightning. Luke 10, 18. So, my dear friends, I want to tell you today, it's time for us to do our part of the covenant. A covenant is an agreement. I give myself to you. You also give yourself to me. It's a covenant. I have given myself to you, and you are going to give yourself to your former boyfriend. Charis, it's time. To fulfill your part of the covenant. And what are we to do? Now let me finish the verse. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Exploits, I read it last week, 2 weeks ago. Exploits are extraordinary accomplishments. Like somebody who can bust people from Amasaman to Oyibi. That's exploits. Yes, that's something. No, think of it. You take a bus from people from Hacho. On a bus, you travel to Oyibi in the heart of Oyibi. That's exploit. And when God discovers that you are doing exploits, he gives you the grace to do even more exploits. So you got a bus from Amasaman and somebody was paying for the bus. Now another exploit is that you find the money yourself. It's so another level. And you will get there. One day, you pay 800 cedis from your pocket. And then the next exploit is that you are bringing two buses. It's time for exploits. So, maybe while we are at it, let me give the announcement. The service we are having today, for instance, it's a diocesan service. But this is the last time. A diocesan service will look like this. This is not explained. So what we are going to start from next week is that in a month, oh, thankfully, the month has begun. Let's say, for the purpose of clarity, and a month has 4 weeks. 3 of the 4 weeks will be used for constituency stir it up services. And the 4th week will be a diocesan stir it up. Constituency stereotype service. Hey, the CEO with a pulpit and a microphone will preach to the constituency. A CEO has a church. A constituency overseer has a church. And his church is the constituency. So I'm going to remove all CEOs from the Abba centers. They will no longer pastor Abba centers. They will pastor the entire constituency. Their love will be shared equally over the 4, 5, 3, 6 percenters. Every week, they move. You see, every member of the constituency is a member of the CEO's church. The CEO is the man of God. We are going to use the term man of God. If it's a lady, Sammy, are you a CEO? You are a BL? Stephanie is a CEO? Yeah. So she will be called the woman of God of the constituency. I'm not joking. So who is the man of God of the Hacho constituency? Who is the man of God or woman of God? Yeah, so clap your hands for the man of God of the Hacho constituency. When there is a constituency stereotype, a choir, I take it that this evening the choir of a constituency came here, because this can't be the diocesan choir. I don't know. Which constituency came to sing tonight? Came to sing tonight. When the diocesan choir ministers at a diocesan stereotype, you will know that something is happening. I have appointed a diocesan choir overseer. We have three of them in the Shine service. One for Zelu, one for Shemen, and one for Karis. Karis got the best of them. Because our overseer plays drums. Can play the drums. Can play the keyboard. Can play the bass guitar. Can play the lead guitar. And can sing a song. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Brother Elijah to the Karis constituency. Mommy, the nonsense we saw this evening is the last time. Give me a high five. It's the last time we see this. Because of the presence of man of God, Elijah, in our midst. You are about to see music and choir. Shadaka basutalaba. So every week he will be moving from constituency to constituency. Every constituency will form a choir. Do I look like a joker to you? The way I'm dressed. I look like a clown. Samramalai. You are going to watch. You are watching a movie. Every constituency will have a choir WhatsApp page that he oversees. And every basenta will give members to form the choir. Yes. Yes. And on Wednesdays, the basenta choirs will have rehearsals. And rehearse towards their constituency stereotype. If a constituency has... who is the CEO here? What is the size of your constituency? About 60 members. I expect nothing less than 20 choristers. Wow. Lord, I don't know why they think I'm joking. I don't know. And they will post picture. He also doubles as the dancing stars man of God. But on that score, he is going to get someone to help him to oversee the constituency dancing stars. At every constituency service, stereotop service, the dancers will dance, the singers will sing, and the preacher will preach, and the attendees will attend. These are the exploits. The people who know God ought to do exploits. Rather, unbelievers are doing exploits. A CEO will preach once a week to his church. Are you a CEO, sir? And you were a Basenta leader also. Of which Basenta? Basenta. No more. Hand over the keys. You are now a man of God of the constituency. You are a what? You are
a
what?
A man of God of the constituency.
And when he stands to preach, the revelations, the scriptures, the power of God. He doesn't preach without administering communion. We have it three times. On Tuesdays, you preach, the choir sings, you do some 30, 40 minutes, and then you take an offering, and then you go through attendance data. You have your LCD projector and project the attendance of the Basentes and the incomes. And warn Basenta leaders that your days are numbered. Sometimes you must take your Basenta leaders to Mukase Choba. So they think I'm joking. I don't know why they think I'm joking. We are going to make ministry nice and attractive. I'll be meeting my CEOs in restaurants. I just want to say, meet me at this restaurant. I'll send the Google location. You'll be there. Listen, listen, listen. This is our life. We are not in nightclubs. We are not fornicating. We are not in drinking bars. We chose church. So we got to make it nice in church. Eat in church. Dance in church. By 24, you are married with your wife. Beautiful. You take Totoro with your wife. Take a taxi with your wife. By 29, you've bought a third-hand car. You push it once a while. buy 32 second-hand car. You pass your exams. You've got a job at Merchant Bank. Yes. This is a Christian life. You are a banker and also a pastor in church. In the morning, you are counting money. In the evening, you are healing the sick. Take it one. Take it two. I mean, a guy that fascinates me is Hubert Angel Jr. Small boy. I see the church he has built in Tottenham. I don't think he's even 22 years. I doubt that he's 22. Or he just turned 22. He's preaching. He goes to school, obviously. He has a church with grown-ups as members. Who fall down when he prays for them? Your members will fall down. I said your members will fall down. This is a medical student. He's a student in the morning. In the evening, he's a man of God. Yes. Because there are girls who are his classmates who in the morning are medical students, but in the evening, they are in Kempinski. As escorts, he's got mates who are escorts. That is a polished, refined word for prostitutes. Everybody is advancing. It is when we were children that the prostitutes used to stand by the roadside. Any prostitute you see about the roadside is a sankwa school. The proper ones, they go to law school. They charter as accountants, medical school, electrical engineer. They are engineers, but they are prostitutes. Beautiful. Exploits. Yes. You see, she's in Ashase. Her mother is dead. She can't find her father. How is she paying her fees? A man is paying the fees for her. A prostitute, but she's in Ashese. Everybody is doing exploits except Christians in church. The only fools left in the world are Christians. Nobody's a fool. Chobas are using apps. Chobas are using apps. As they are pounding the fufu, she's online. She has a Twitter page. Thieves are sophisticated. Yes. The guys who did, I mean, I don't know how old you were, but there's something called 9/11 where aeroplanes went to. Were used to destroy skyscrapers in America. They went to piloting schools. I mean, in America, they learned how to fly a Boeing 787 Dreamliner. Not to become commercial pilots or like that, but one aim was to bring down a tower. Exploits. Everybody is advancing in life. The only people who are stuck without anointing, without power, won't read their Bibles, won't pray. We look like animals. There is nothing about us that is attractive. You start ministry small, no, you are bumping in school. So your classmates see no incentive to become shepherds. Because it means they are going to bomb. Sammy, am I saying something bad? No. Can we do something better than we are doing? When we have diocesan service, the next one, there should be canopies outside. Evening, there should be canopies because every Bacenta leader is bringing his members once a month. It's a high service. I preach and walk to the back. I come out. I'm talking about canopies. You can't do it, then step aside. We will never allow the curse on you to affect our fortunes in the church. Step aside. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. What are you doing? What are you doing? Why? You should be stronger than me. You are 25. You are supposed to be stronger. How is it possible that I am doing what I'm doing and you can't do much? You are not strong. I am a pastor of officially a pastor of two churches. I straddle two church buildings. On Sunday, I preach here. 80% of that church don't even know that church or the church I pastor. Why can you not teach, have a Bacenta meeting on Wednesday and a Bacenta meeting on Thursday and still be a student? When your classmates who are prostitutes are in hotels every evening. What is wrong with you? Why can't you have a Bacenta here and a Bacenta there? Two congregations. Why not? You see, and the exploits you do in church make you noticeable. Yeah. 30 years ago, I was a pastor. I built a big church. It was one of the biggest churches in the UD, Lighthouse then. 30 years ago. Guess what? I carried that same anointing into my medical work. My professional work. I was a pastor of a church and I was doing my postgraduate, topping the class. Exams people write 3 times, 4 times. I write 1 touch. Wake up! Your wickedness, which is going to stop. It's not only towards the church. You are hacking at your own destiny. You are chipping off your own destiny. You think it's to the church? Ha! Read your Bible carefully. He said, if you don't become a shepherd, I'll raise stones. Because you won't do it for God, you won't get it for your life. My life is not small at all. I have to present myself in a way for you to be comfortable. But my real self, my possibilities, you can handle it. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And I'm blessed not because I'm an engineer. No. I'm blessed because I took it upon myself to do something extraordinary for the kingdom of God. Exploits for God. I'm challenging you to do something for God. What are you? Bacenta leader? What are you? Fellowship leader? You should start a Bacenta. I mean, go and tell your CEO that, you know something, I want to do something myself. And every exploit you do makes it impossible for the evil that has been planned against you to flourish. Fellowship shepherd with four members at this age. You leave that one to the children. What are you? Fellowship shepherd. I'm going to sack all of you. Go and start something. The time hasn't come. You stay there. Are you coming for the camp? Are you aware there's a camp? You are not aware. Are they aware there's a camp? Okay. We shall see on that day. I want you to watch me. I'm acting a movie in front of you. Watch it and copy. Look at me. At least you see me on Sundays. You see me on Tuesdays. Try and copy what I'm doing. You too, do something. You should have 3 congregations. I mean, you should be a pastor of nothing less than 200 young boys and girls. I mean, the anointing that should be on you when you stand to speak, it's a big anointing you are carrying. But because you are not stirring it up, you look. I read it last week, Psalm 82, verse 6. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But because you don't want to stay in your capacity as a child of God, who is also a God, what will happen to you? Verse 7, you shall die like men. Your end, your life you will live to the end will be ordinary. A child of God cannot be ordinary. It can't be ordinary. I'm not ordinary. I want you to lift up your 2 hands and pray for yourself. Lord, empower me to do something out of the ordinary. Empower me. Out of the ordinary. Exploits. 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 Let me attempt it. Something extraordinary. And even let me attempt it and fail. At least I attempted it. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. Give me the New Living Translation. Pray. Bakata bayadaba. Proskamin dabayada. Maya Yakataba. He will flatter and win over those who have violated the covenant. He will flatter you and win you to his side. Be careful. Lift your hands and pray. You are a singer in the choir. You should have about 10 singers under you. Exploits. Why not? Why not? Pray that you will not remain like this. That you take a little step forward. Ketunamaha. Kandundimis kabarada. Shanama zabada. You can attend a diocesan stereotype service as a constituency overseer, and your percentage leaders are not in the service. They're not doing well. You are too weak and ordinary. Lift your hands and receive strength. Ayabadazaba. Minos, minos, manosa. Alabra baka. Posti maduni mahanda. Sabrakunima. Shomia, shomia. Standamante brasumi maya. Sama nama rama daba daba kadiros. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name. You be seated. I mean, when we meet, we should have a surgical resident, an accountant, a banker. This guy just got a job with some oil company. This guy is doing his own business. He moves things from Dubai. And they are also doing ministry. I'm saying, pastor, this girl is in law school. She's about to finish law. And when she finishes, she's got a job with this firm. And so, I mean, the Sanquasest member is in SHS. AAA plus students. Very slow. Are we like others who need to bring you letters of recommendation? Or who ask you to write such letters on their behalf? No. Surely not. These guys were traveling. They were leaving Corinth. And they approached Paul that we are going to Ephesus or Philippi. So write letters for us to present to the church in Ephesus that we are members of the way in Corinth. So if you write them, they present that I'm Timotheus, I'm Joel, I'm this, I'm from, and the letter is signed by Paul. And Paul said, at this age, do you need me to write a letter introducing you to a pastor? Next verse. The only letter of recommendation we need is you yourself. Your lives are a letter written in our hearts. Everyone can read it and recognize our good work among you. You are a letter. A witness doesn't speak. When are we going to have medical students who are pastors? When will we have one here? An SHS 3 girl who oversees 4 bus centers. When? Why? What's going on? Are you in school? You finished school? You're in school. Legon? What year? Second year. Are you 25? No. This is the girl. Who should be? Are you a CEO? Are you a Basanta leader? With how many members? You are now starting a Basanta. You know, fine. No. You see, I'm saying that your life is a letter people should read that exploits are possible. That unusual things are possible. I'm asking that when will there be a law student, law school, who is also a lady pastor overseeing a diocese? We've done this with our lives. So, are you in school? SHS? Pharmacy school? Where? Entrance. What is entrance? In Accra here. And what are you doing in church? GBC. Gathering bus campaigner. Oh, sit down. Don't, this type of standing is useless. And you, what do you do? Level 300. And what do you do in church? Fellowship. Ah, yes, you have even confessed your sins already. Sorry. Says, let's start believing God to do something big. You are, you see, when people look at you, they should be able to read the power of God. A witness, an ordinary person, is not a witness. A witness is someone whose life tells a unique story. Like in Acts 4, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John. They took note of them. That they were unlearned men. They had not been to school. They took note of them. A fellowship shepherd. We leave this to the primary sex boys who have joined the church. That's what we use to train them. You have no business doing what you are doing. It's wrong. Do you know why you guys are not strong to do big things? It's not that you don't pray. One of the sources of weakness is sin. Don't give yourselves to the internet. Be strong. Katuna Mahasataka. Osti Karinda Basande. One of the sources and causes of weakness, spiritual weakness, is sin. Feeding on garbage. Messages, being addicted to Dagiwad Ward Mills messages, Derek Prince messages. I mean, you guys should be the ones even coming to me with books and some messages you are soaking. Hey, I listened to a message by this pastor in Colorado Springs. I said, who is this pastor? You mentioned his name, Mike Cooks. That's the Christian life we know. That's what we've known. I saw a choir ministering and the uniform they were wearing. I feel that we can also wear it. And the guy, the way he was singing. And that's how we grew up. I mean, this evening I was lying in bed with Jimmy Swaggart, old man. He's an old man. Still sing, he must be in his 80s, singing beautifully, overcome scandals. Oh Lord, make us strong. Make us strong. You should be coming to me mentioning preachers I've not even heard about. I stumbled upon a preacher in Singapore. I said, really? What's his name? He mentioned some name. Jimmy Cho. I said, I don't know what Jimmy Cho. I only know Jimmy Cho clothes. Oh, he's a wild pastor. That's what you should be doing in your room and not watching pornography and masturbating. You can't be a shepherd that way. We've not given ourselves wholly. Which is what I was preaching on Sunday. It said, repent and also be baptized, fully immersed. Charlie, if you want to be in the world there, go there and be there. If you also want to be here and be here. This type of here and there, you are in the church, you are a shepherd, practicing sin, you are on the internet fooling around, you don't know, you are some hidden cryptic thing. It shows it, you see it, when we see your powerlessness, it we who are trained, we know there is something wrong with you. No weak person does exploits. You can't have somebody playing with your breast and you still wake up and do exploit. It's not possible. This is the church service we attended last Sunday. That's it. Is about 1/5 of the service we should have there. The choir that stood on the stage on Sunday, the dancing stars, the congregation, like some people say, times 6 by 5, that's the real church we should be having. But the people who are building, is it Nehemiah chapter 4? Verse 6. What is verse 6? Nehemiah 4. No. What's verse 2? Yes. Verse 10. 4. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of the burden is decayed. I've not seen this verse in a long time. Read it. Nehemiah 4:10. Check your Bible. I mean, we grew up with paper and pen. You guys who are now into the technology with iPads and phones, you guys must have different Bibles, Bibles that dance, Bibles that talk, Bibles that sing, different apps. I mean, go deep. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens, that the basenta leaders, the CEOs, the pastors, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed. And there is much rubbish. Because you need strength to sweep rubbish away, Michael. So we can't build. We are not able to build. The reason why we are not able to build is not that there's no money or the architectural drawings are not there, but the people working, their strength, they had strength too, but it has decayed. How they were 3 years ago, it's not how they are now. The fire they had, it is called decay, degenerates, it is spoiled. And one of the spoilers of strength is sin. Do you think if I was in the church sleeping with girls, I'll be doing what I'm doing? I can't. I'll just sneak in to minister a cool message on Sunday and recoil. Nobody can be strong who is a practitioner of sin. Get off the internet and stop fooling. We need strength. We need strength. We can use different things, but they all mean the same. I can give you synonyms of strength. Strength, power, appetite. One of the derivatives of strength is appetite. Appetite for books, messages, videos, services. It's like you are a ministry man. Go deep and stop this fooling. You are fooling. That's why he said, those who know their God. I think God sent me here to talk to you. Check your sin level. It is possibly why you've been neutralized. Yeah. Some of you guys, mark it. Not too long from now, a girl will tell you that it is a secret between us. Sleep with me. Nobody will know. Because normally we chase you, but if you bring yourself, then that's scholarship. And any boy who enters into such arrangements, everybody knows that we are going to marry in June next year. Meanwhile, we are already spoiling ourselves. When we sit in front of the pastor counselor, we are laughing at him. Your life is full of rubbish. Is there? Nehemiah 4:10. The strength is decayed. That is, they are now weak. When will we have a dancing star on the stage dancing who is an overseer of 5 basentes? Gathers 5 basenta leaders to Mampon to go and wait on God. He's strong. Can you stand to your feet and pray for just 2 minutes? Lift your hands, Lord. Make me strong. Make me strong. Make me strong. Strong, strong, strong. Because you are not strong, just a little effort wears you out. By the time you go to work and you come back, you are tired. There's no energy for ministry work because you are weak. The little strength you had is what you use to become a shopkeeper. Once you close from work, there's no strength. Once you close from school, once you write your exam, there's nothing else because your strength has been taken away. Lift your hands and pray. Sobrima kataba. Santa mosh kabina handa. Sakri gidi suman deba. Strength. The same strength you use to do exploits is the strength you use to fight the enemy. Once you are weak in the ministry, it means you are also weak with respect to the battles you must fight. So one way we can stand the devil toe to toe, boot for boot, is that we are strong in the ministry. It's the same strength we use to fight the devil. Get it right. When you are weak, nothing is nice. The placenta is not nice. Dancing stars, choir, nothing is nice. It takes strength to make nice things, to build nice things. Pray and ask the Lord to strengthen you, empower you, and stop the fooling. Satan is very happy that you are in the state you are. Your enemy is very happy that you are where you are. Shake yourself and rise up again. Shake yourself and do something powerful. Shake yourself and do something big. Katababa Mataka Sutabayada. The people that do know their God. Mashubiha Kataba. Somi Medan Kitomambi. Dioceses, we are building constituencies, we are building percenters, we are building, and we must be strong to build. Builders are strong, they don't give up, they press, they press. The strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there's much rubbish, much pornography, much fornication, much evil associations, much worldly friendships. Therefore, we cannot build. We cannot build. Bahakata. Charlie, sit down, let me tell you. If you are not strong, any virus can overwhelm you. I remember I have been on admission before. Admission to the point of dying with drips, and very sick, and the only thing they found was malaria 1+. Malaria, there's 1+, 2+, 3+, 4, right? 1+, which many of us have. I'm sure I have 1+. But my immunity had sunk from stress and things had sapped my energy. There was nothing left. It just took over my body. One plus. When you are not strong, even your house help can put you down. A groundnut seller can have sex with you. Any virus. You have gone to school. The porter who carried your suitcase from the car park to your room 403. When you enter the room, you sleep with him before he comes down. I couldn't get up. I couldn't walk. You can't pray. You can't do anything. Many of you are sitting here with two pluses. You're not sick because your body is strong. You can resist viruses. You can resist infections. So it is in the spirit. Let's be strong. Let's be strong. And like I taught you last week, one of the ways to be strong is to pray a lot. To pray a lot. Pray a lot. One of the top ways to become a strong Christian is to be very close to people who are strong. First of all, it's not to be alone. These guys in the Bible, you see them, Paul wrote letters and so on. Luke, Timothy, take your time and sit down and read. You know, if you look at the scriptures very well, you see that they were all in companies. When Paul is writing, because one day he said, only Luke is with me. So bring Mark. Even that, you see, so Paul is there, but Luke is with him. And he says, only. I don't know if you get the point I'm making. Only Luke is with me. So take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable. This Christian life of just going solo, being alone, I'm addressing an evil that is blighting your life. It is blighting your life. This being alone. When I got born again, I had a friend. His father died. I was with him last week in Gomu Afete. We're together. Now, what we see is people who are alone. But in the Bible, you don't see that. That's why even today, girls can't get beloveds. See, you are not in groups. Yes, you are not in companies. Just solo, I'm in my room, I come out. We don't relate. But read your Bible carefully, you see. I mean, it is so wonderful that Paul will say, only Luke is with me. Some of you should be able to say that. I have only one friend, I need more. Where are your friends? I'm talking about those who do know their God shall be strong. I'm taking you on a journey. How to be strong? One of them is that you must have spiritual friends that you bond close. I had them. Girls and boys. In fact, in my case, there were more girls than boys. I had no difficulty choosing a beloved when it was time to marry. Many of you can't. I mean, when I was in third year, fourth year, second year, in fact, first year university, everybody knew the girl I was going to marry. First year university. You see, today, we can't marry. You can't get the. If a pastor doesn't take a woman and put her on you, you will never marry. And we are in some secret societies like Lodge, Freemasons, or some. It's bizarre. Read your Bible. You see, Peter and John going to the temple. The same Peter and John, they saw their boldness. Paul, if Silas, Paul, Barnabas, you see, Demetrius and co together, Aristarchus is with me. We are here. Demas, Timotheus, Titus. They were in groups. Read your Bible well. This is your Christian life you are practicing of this solo spirituality. That's what leads to your downfall. Forget about Basenta constituency, a constitution. I mean, we should be like you and I and Mabel and Florence and Francis. We are going to pray. We meet every week to pray. Just prayer. So I want to come to your house. Let's have an all night or half night. Let's pray. Maranatha is playing. Hosanna music is playing. We are praying. 9 to 12. No agenda. Why do you think I'll not get a woman to marry when it is time to marry? Explain to me with diagrams. When they caught them and they beat them and they warned them, we should never catch you preaching in that name. The Bible says they went to their company. Where's your company? You are in the church finding fault with everybody. Nobody is good enough to be your friend. You are the only righteous Pharisee in the system. You can't even quarrel with somebody and patch up. Can't disagree and flow. The church never marches forward with solo entities. Even to know the will of God, you can't be alone and know God's will. That's why Paul told the church in Corinthians, he said, we have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ about your life is from we, you and a group discussing, should I marry Beth, Ethel, or Beatrice? We have the mind. Stop this solo life. Stop it. I know you are a married woman. You have a husband. But apart from your husband, who are the ladies you pray with? Or you, I mean, how? So Satan is eating us left, right, and center. Watch wildlife. The animals which are eating are the soloists. Yes. Watch life. Wildlife. You can't catch an animal that is in the midst of the pack. So they always go for. I've seen last a few weeks ago. I saw a lion eating a wildebeest in Serengeti National Park, Tanzania. Serengeti, live eating. Their mouths, blood. Who are your friends? Stand up. Who are your friends in this building? Point to them. Philippine. Where's Philippine? Please stand up. This is not somebody's mother. Are you age mates? How did she become your friend? Where are your friends? Your friends, where are they? You failed before you started. You failed. You are finished. You can never get to the end. The end, we go together. We. You can't advise him. He can't advise you. You are in your room. He's in his house. We can't. I mean, when we meet, it means some official Basenta. What's the name? Basenta get together. Some SFI. What is that? You can't come to church that, you prepared sandwiches and you have given Jojo half. Oh, yes. Has she given you sandwiches before? On Sunday. Oh. A beloved can't say that, I'm coming to visit you. I'm coming with three of my friends. So make some jollof rice. Everything you do has anemia. Useless. They went to their company. And they lifted their voice. And said, Lord, behold their threatenings. It is difficult to quit. If you are in a group of five girls, no man can break through to get you. If you are with five girls, no man. If you are alone, finished. You are men's meat. Strength is collective. There's a place for your personal Christian life. But we can't. If you look at coals of fire in a coal pot, when they are together, they are red hot. If you take one and put it outside, it becomes ashen. Why are your friends? And you see that you are sitting here, but your best friends and your whatever, they are outside the church. You are finished. A lot of you will not get to the end. I'll be surprised to see some of you in the church in 5 years' time. You should watch yourself. Oh. Me, I've lived this life for 40 years ago. 40 years. I got born again 40 years ago. I know a few things to tell you. 40 years ago, I got born again. Yes. I've lived this life. And when I see you, I know you will make it. I'm confident. So as we are here, you see that we are sitting with secret sins. Secret, with private sins. There's no relationship. There's no relationship. You don't know what's in by you. You don't know this girl. You also don't know her. Even me, I don't know her and you. Secret lives. Because there's no one to open up to. My beloved came to my house. She wasn't even my beloved. This must be 1984, 85. Yeah, 84. She came to my house. I went to see her off. We roamed through the crowding. I came back home around midnight. But I had a friend, this friend whose father died. I went to went to bury just a few days ago. He sat me down. It was my own house. But he was with me. I've hardly been alone. This is your Christian life you are living. I can't recognize it. I don't understand it. So the possibility that you are unbelievers masquerading, because you were born in church. I know your father. Yes. Properly born again. I doubt it. He sat me down. I mean, when was the last time a friend came to have a weekend with you? Spend the weekend with you. You pray together. You wash your things. You iron. You go and sweat. When? That's why you are not strong. That's why you are not strong. I'm not talking about beloved or husband or wife. I'm talking about as you are in the church. What is your lattice? The lattice that is around you. The formwork around you. What is the lattice? Of relationships, of associations, the iron that sharpens iron, a man strengthening his friend. Any guy here who's around 25 in this room and you don't have a beloved, listen, I'm not joking. It's possible you're not born again. The possibility that you are an unbeliever, to me, is around 80%. The church, there was nothing so. The church was in people's houses. That's how they came, by the way. Greet, whatever. And the church in this house. They ate together. That's why we have those English words. Breaking bread. From house to house. Together. To the point where nobody had a need. Because once this one needed a car, this one gave. That's how we have Ananias and Sapphira. They sold. I mean, it was a koinonia. Once there's a need in the church, sell land, sell house, sell the cell. We bring. I can't be with you and you are hungry. It's not possible. So most of you are hungry. You are hungry because you've cut yourself off. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Nymphas and the church which is in his house. This type of isolationist mentality, you may not know geography, you may not know physics, you may not know the diameter of the sun, but you should know that you won't last. That one, dear, you should know it by now, that one pregnancy will finish you. Not with your boyfriend, no. With your husband. You get pregnant, the pregnancy cannot even allow you to come to church. I imagine you've delivered a child and there's a second pregnancy. Finished. Because that's no friend. You are alone. That's why we are building this diocese from the bottom. Koinonia in the Bacentes. The CEOs, I've announced it already. So that's the announcement. I'm meeting you on Sunday. By Sunday, you won't have a Bacenta. No, you can't. you pastor Basentes. There'll be koinonia. There'll be koinonia. Koinonia is the Greek word for fellowship. Fellows in the same ship. How is it possible you are alone in a ship? We go and do outreach together. We pray together. If I need bread, you give me. If I have chocolate, we share. If I have got Fanta, I drink some, you drink some. Let us understand the need for communality. Who's your friend here? LP. Nonsense. LP. LP. She will make it. If this girl is in church in 3 years, come and take my title for me. Except you repent and start to relate. Start to relate. That oh, where do you live? Okay, I'm walking you home. I'll come and visit you tomorrow. No, tomorrow I have outreach. So let's do Saturday evening. Why not? You marry, no, you sequester yourself with your husband. And then the marriage also begins to have problems. Yes. Problems nobody knows. You are in the house, you are fighting, your wife is beastly, your husband is texting a girl. And because you have cocooned yourself, nobody knows what is happening. The next thing we are hearing is that you are divorcing. Can you imagine me trying to divorce? The friends around me, it won't get to Bishop. No, he won't hear it. The people around me, when I think of them, I want to, that idea, but some of you, ideas occur to you. You are just 23. You've had two beloveds already. And nothing is stable. You don't know, some of you don't even know how to be friends. How to have a friend. Christ was thrown from heaven. As soon as he landed, he was on the beach looking for people. By the time we knew it, he had 12 guys. By the time his ministry ended, we hear of 400. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? This new carries. You, let me get pictures. You will post your constituency stereotype service on the page. And let me see nonsense. I want to see pictures of the choir. When I see nonsense choir singing, I'm going for him. Are you aware of what is happening at Acho? And as he does this work from Acho, Oponglo, wherever, before you know, you have got sons and daughters yourself. Yes. That's why the Bible talks about the weapons of our warfare. Sons and daughters are part of the weapons of your warfare. Because it's not every battle you must fight. Some of the battles, you must have sons who meet the enemy at the gates. Your sons are your weapons of war. Wake up, Elijah. Wake up. Where are your children? I don't care that you can play the guitar with your toenails. Where are your daughters? One bishop sent me 30 years ago to pastor a church. He wasn't using me. He was only giving me an opportunity to have sons and daughters for my personal life. Oh, and how blessed I am. If you see me with any need, it means I have failed. I have decided not to communicate that need to anybody. There is nothing I need that there isn't someone to buy for me, including a Land Cruiser or a Lexus. There's somebody I can text right now. I will get a car parked in my house next week. You don't understand what you are doing. That's why you can be a singer and not have daughters, not raise anybody. So every day you are the one we are clapping for. Every day, helping Mary. She's the anointed one. What you don't know is that you are cursing your life. Yes. You are cursing your life. Constituencies. Some of the constituencies are stereotypes. It's not going to be a stereotype like me. And I'll post it on the page. You will be stirring soup. You carry soup in polythene bags. We drink soup. We eat. We dance. And we go home. We exchange phone numbers. We are not more spiritual than the church in Acts. They did not just follow the apostles' doctrines. They ate, broke bread also. Every day it is somebody's soup you are coming to drink. When will you also bring soup for someone to drink? And we'll mark all those who don't bring anything during the love feast. Yes, it's called love feast. Agape fellowship. It's an agape. When we say we are having agape service, it means it's eating and drinking. Agape service. As soloists, anybody who comes here and sees us thinks we are a family. We are no nothing, no nothing family. We are soloists who have come. One week could say you are all going separately. There's no group anything except the group that is quarreling and gossiping. When you see pastors who are in a group, it means that they are orangus who are discussing the church and what the social media is saying. You will never have pastors in a group who are praying for the church, who are doing crusades together. Any group of pastors you meet are orangus. Attempt. You will do something before you die. You will not die like your uncle who died with nothing. Some of your father died with nothing. He was a Christian. He was attending Methodist. There's nothing we know he did before he died. But you. By the time you are dying, even there will be a quarrel over who carries your coffin. Oh yes, there'll be a call. You want to exclude me? You're not serious. When Papa Hagin died, mega church pastors wore fluorescent vests as ashes. Pastors with private jets, they were ashes at his funeral. Beautiful. When you die, who is coming to carry your body? Lift your hands. We've closed. Pray for yourself and ask for strength. Strength to relate. Strength to fellowship. Strength to come around. Strength to be fruitful. Strength to resist infections. Strength to build. Strength to remove rubbish from your life. Some of you must be strong to drive out useless friends. And as your hands are lifted up, you are saying to the Lord, Lord, by November ending, I should have 3 new friends who are old members. I'll visit them. I will pay the price to have a friend. I'll be friendly so I can have a friend. The Bible says 2 are better than 1. Why? Why? Because when one falls, another will lift him up. But you, when you fall, who will lift you up? Look at it. 2 are better than 1 because they have a good reward for their labor. Yeah. The reason for the small outputs is that we are doing solo things. Yeah. When 2 are doing something, the reward is bigger than the reward 1 solo person does and gets. When you stand in front of a mirror, you will not recognize what you are seeing. Get your hands. I'm meeting seals as soon as we end. Samiando Siba, Manda Gabibi Sibiba, Ramayanda La Baba Yanda La Baba, Shabada Kazababa. Jesus. Father, we thank you. Every eye closed and every head bowed, if you are here today and you want to take that personal decision to give your life to Jesus Christ. Had a conviction in my heart to surrender to Jesus. If you want me to pray with you, lift your hand high. I want to pray with you today. Yes, thank you. Thank you. I want you to come to the front. I want to pray with you. Come. I want all of you to join me and let's pray together. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. Say, I realize I am a sinner. I am not born again. I am dirty. I have lived in sin. Today, I surrender to you. Oh God, receive me as your child and wash me with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the grace you've given me. Today, I start a new life with Jesus as my master, my savior, and my Lord. I'll follow him. I will live for him. From today, I turn my back to the world and I will follow Jesus all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You know, you see a pastor here, go to him, he will talk to you and he will establish you Clap your hands. Keep clapping, clapping your hands.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makinere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.